This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, the 9th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The sun is out across Israel today. It's a warm day in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, perfect for those outside. Haifa is enjoying clear skies, while Eilat remains sunny and dry. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu says Israel is intensifying strikes on Hezbollah as rocket fire from Lebanon continues, according to Ynet from earlier today. Also, the IDF is closing in on the Hezbollah stronghold of Bint Jail, Mariv reported earlier today. Also, this hour, there is a high chance of renewed fire in Iran, according to a cabinet assessment reported by Walla just minutes ago. Separately, the IDF claims to have killed a Hamas operative posing as a journalist in a Gaza strike, as reported by the Jerusalem Post earlier today. And finally, European leaders condemned Israel's strikes on Hezbollah in Lebanon, according to I-24 News from earlier. Reaction has been swift on social media. An open-source intelligence analyst, OSINT613, posted just moments ago that the IDF has revealed Hezbollah's continued rocket launches from south of the Litani River. From Al Arabiya English, Hezbollah fighters reportedly engaged in close combat with Israeli forces in Bint Jael, according to a post from earlier today. Meanwhile, AIPAC, a pro-Israel lobbying group, pointed out the contrast in international reaction to attacks, posting earlier today. Let's go deeper. Starting with the intensifying strikes on Hezbollah, Ynet reports that Israeli forces targeted several key sites in Lebanon. This includes crossings, weapons stockpiles, and command centers. The ongoing rocket fire from Lebanon has led to repeated sirens in Kiryat Shmona, heightening tensions in the area. This escalation poses a significant risk to regional stability and civilian safety. Turning to the operations in Bint Jebel, the IDF is encircling this critical Hezbollah stronghold as they prepare for further operations. Mariv noted that Hezbollah has increased its attacks toward northern Israel. This move is part of a broader strategy to secure the area and diminish Hezbollah's influence. The implications for residents are profound, with increased military activity likely affecting daily life. Meanwhile, a cabinet assessment reported by Walla suggests a high chance of renewed conflict with Iran. The U.S. has placed demands on Iran that Tehran is unlikely to meet. This could lead to a breakdown in ceasefire conditions, impacting diplomatic efforts and potentially destabilizing the region. Turning to business and markets. First, despite ongoing conflicts, the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange saw record trading volumes in March, according to Mariv. The average daily trading volume more than doubled, reaching almost 6 billion shekels a day. Separately, CTEC reports that Iranian hackers claim to have accessed 19,000 files from the phone of a former IDF chief. This breach highlights persistent cybersecurity threats facing Israel's military leadership. And finally, Israel Hayom reports on a respite project for students from the north, organized by the Jewish Agency and Home Initiative. This program provides support for 1,500 students from communities near the border, offering relief during challenging times. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.